Hello, hello. This episode is a special one because I actually pulled this episode directly from a VIP coaching call. And during this coaching call, I basically laid out a strategy in about 25 minutes or so for someone very special who was talking about what her goals were for 2024. And she was saying that she wanted to focus primarily on booking out her one-to-one, but she didn't want to be capped by her one-to-one income because she could only take on four clients at a time. She could only sustainably take on four clients at a time, but that still was not going to get her to her income goals. And so we brainstormed out together an amazing plan to book out her one-to-one, keep it booked out, have an excellent offer for people to come into it while they were waiting to become a one-to-one client, and do it in a way so that she would not even need to do any sales calls for her one-to-one coaching because people would already be sold on it before they even got off the wait list. So I would like to introduce you to Shannon DePalma. She is incredible. She is a financial coach for female entrepreneurs, and she basically helps women create, right? Not just, we all know how to make money. Entrepreneurs know how to make money, but keeping money, knowing how to manage money, knowing how to save it and budget it is not a natural skill. It's something that needs to be learned. And so she actually helps her clients create these buffers, right? A 1 month buffer, a 3 month buffer, a 6 month buffer, so that you don't never get into the place of, oh my God, I'm down to the last penny. And what do? I need to make some money and kind of go in that entrepreneur hamster wheel. Without further ado, I would love for you to meet Shannon, learn a little more about her, and of course, make sure to check her out. The links to everything, any way to connect with her are in the description. And I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this strategy. And just a quick note before we dive in, I wanted to note that this is the exact kind of coaching that you'd be getting in the CEO Mom Mastermind. All right. This is like my favorite part of what I do is hopping on hot seat coaching with clients and just brainstorming something out for them, mapping this out for them. I did this for another client the other day where she literally was like, I have this new offer. What's the best sales process for this? How do I do this? And we literally within 20, 25 minutes came up with her sales process. I came up with hooks, angles, essentially wrote half her sales copy for her verbally. There's so much, and I love to dive deep into my clients' businesses. It is my favorite thing to do. So if you want a coach who's going to get in the weeds with you, really go deep on your strategy, help you map out a plan that is actually right for you, for your energetic goals and for your energetic capacity, for your schedule, for your audience size, whatever it is, this is what you need. You need the mastermind. So just putting that out there because we do have a few founding member spots left. So if this is something that interests you, if you want to get this kind of coaching, the link to the mastermind to apply is below in the description. And I cannot wait to see your application if you are feeling called and if you're feeling ready. All right, let's dive in. Welcome to the Raising Your Business podcast. I'm your host, Yael Bendahan, founder of CEO Mom Academy, Mama 5, and lifelong reading addict. This podcast is here to empower moms to run their businesses and lives like the powerhouse CEO they are. I want you to believe that you can have the business success you desire and be present with your family, and to give you my best tips and strategies for how to make that happen. I'll be sharing the honest reality of balancing motherhood and business models that work for you, marketing with simplicity, and the mindset of a CEO mom. Now, let's dive in.
I feel like my past life was business coaching. That was my past life, past business. Did that and that was successful. But I felt like I also did that very sloppy. So I have some fears moving forward that I'm like, I just don't want to be as sloppy as I was when I was doing business coaching because I felt like I moved very fast. Like I filled my one-to-one, I kept raising my prices. I filled it at like 10,000 and I was like, okay, this is cool. And then I was like, time for me to start a mastermind. And I don't really know if it was time for me to start a mastermind. I felt like there was probably some things I could have gotten better at, like my process and stuff with one-on-one before I started being like, time to fill a mastermind. So this year, going into this year, I just want to make sure like I filled my one-on-one right now. So I have four clients right now. And I just want to make sure I'm doing it in a better way. And I don't know what
for them. Yeah, the foundations
set. Yeah.
Very, yes. Very like
exactly
securely for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because Last time I was just like creating new offer after new offer, and I was creating like sales pages like every week, and it was great. I did, but that burned me out very fast. And as a mom, that's not like me moving at that pace is not the pace I can move at right now.
I did that in 2020. I did that in 2021. I think the thing was like, because you know what? Because you see, the thing is, the problem is, especially my little soapbox. I feel like there's two schools. There's like the one of like, have your one signature offer and never deviate ever. And you just fill that. All you do is fill that and just you just keep bringing people in and blah, 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 and just go. Which for itself is fine. Okay, fine. I'm not saying it doesn't work. Obviously, it does work, right? And then there's all these other business coaches. There's like this magical woo business coach world. Okay. It's like the pyramid of coaches who I call them like the farts in a jar coaches, because that's literally like what they're charging for.
But they're selling. Is, yeah.
Yeah. They literally are. Yeah, like, you know, absorb my essence, just be in my space and just like just soak in the vibes for only one. And I'm not saying some of them have really helpful stuff.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they are very like no offer and with extremely inflated pricing and they're always creating new stuff like all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. And that's their thing. It's, oh, just get my free pass for the whole year and you get access to all my workshops and all things. You know, they're going to be coming out with a new workshop, every other thing. The truth is, and I know because I actually did a little bit of intentional investment research into this. I'm like, let me just see. Okay. And they just kept saying the same thing over and over again, just using different hooks. It was very interesting. It was like, one was like magnetic, how to magnetize. I'm like, okay, let me hear that. And then it's abundance, how to abundicize, whatever it is. And then like, it doesn't really matter, whatever you want. Because they were saying the same thing the whole time. Just be the person, just do the thing. And so the truth is, it does become very exhausting to keep creating new things because I'm sorry, there's only so many sales copy you can write. As a copywriter, it takes it out of me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is very exhausting. And I think that there's definitely a happy medium. And that's why for me, this upcoming year feels very much like my happy medium of if I have an idea, I will run with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not basing my plan for the year on whether I happen to have an idea, because I do know that also I burnt myself out creatively a little bit by creating all this new stuff all the time.
Yes.
My brain just got burnt out from just creating. And I think you can have this kind of like really nice in between thing where you have your one-to-one. And I'm not saying you should not. Okay, you should have your one-to-one for sure. And I guess I would just wonder, if your one-to-one is filled, say your one-to-one is filled, how long does that go? How often do you need to be bringing new people in, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have a plan for that? Or do you want to have something running alongside it, like maybe doing like a workshop every other month to just create a warm pool of leads for when you do open your one-to-one? Like, you can diversify without putting yourself off balance. If that makes sense. Yeah. All the stuff you're using with the one-to-one clients. And be like, here's a tool that I use with my one-to-one clients. I'll even do a little walkthrough about how to use it. Obviously, you'd get so much more from our coaching together. I'm not saying you wouldn't. But since my one-to-one right now is full, this is what you can have for now, right? Mm-hmm. And you can sell that as a passive product or a leverage product, whatever you want to call it, right? So the stuff you can do without putting yourself, like getting ahead of yourself, but while still diversifying your income. So do you feel like you have... Is that something you're interested in doing? Or you're like, I just want to like launch my one-to-one or just keep talking about one-to-one the whole year and I'm good with that for 2024. Are you hitting your income goals with just one-to-one is my question.
I don't think I'll hit my income goals with just one-to-one. So my idea that I came up with was a VIP day. I can do like a 4-hour VIP day. That was the one thing that I think could fit my schedule. Even if I'm full with one-to-ones, it can fit in my schedule so I can do that. And that can help me hit my income goals. What I really liked about your planner was adding the growth. I forget what you called them. Maybe like a growth workshop.
Growth events.
Yeah. Because that was also one thing that I really struggled with too in that year was just not building my following. So growth, like some ideas that I've had are like, paid like workshops with a coaching call added on, a live boot camp or something like that, where I could showcase like my one-to-one work or tool I use a lot. So those were some ideas that I had. And then that's all it is, like one-to-one in a VIP day. There's definitely been like a course floating around because I am saying the same things with my one-on-one clients. I just want to know when the time is right to then launch something like a course or something like that.
Yeah. And I think you definitely could build like a wait list for that and be like, if you're interested in a course version of what I do with my one-to-one clients, where we help them get X results, right? If you're interested, just drop your name here and I will send you an email when, you know, like when it's ready to go. And then at the like worst case scenario, you have a few hundred people potentially just like on your wait list. Will they all remember that they signed up for it? Maybe not. But you can always have a special nurture thing just for them. Okay, just here's a quick little free thing I just thought I'd send to you because you're on my wait list. I can just keep them like nurtured and a little warmer than your full list, whatever that looks like. And like just keep yourself top of mind for your expertise.
Yeah.
And then when you are ready to launch your course, you might be in Q3, Q4 even. Maybe it'll be in Q4, right? I love the idea of adding in the VIP days because I feel like, I don't know what your idea for like the pricing of it would be, but if let's say you charge $2,500 for a VIP day, you're even like $2,000 to start, right? So let's say you did 2 a month, you're adding like another $4,000 in monthly revenue. If you do 3 a month, you're adding like $3,000, and that's one day a week. So it's not really, and again, it's up to you to decide like how many do you feel like you can do? You can be like, okay, I have 2 spots a month. When they're full, and then you can go into next month's. You can roll to next month if you're not ready for full for long term coaching. You can still get on sales calls with people and get them onto a wait list. If people get onto your wait list for your 1-to-1, offer them a VIP day in the meantime.
Oh, you're so smart. Yeah,
I know you're so excited. You love to get started, but I am not. I don't have any spots open until April. Okay. However, what we can kickstart is a VIP day. And what you can do is probably sell them on like a continuity coaching situation after the VIP day, where either it's just Voxer access to you, or it's one call a month. So you're not really adding like more like weekly calls to your plate, but like they could be like almost, if they want just to check in with you once a month to help keep them on track with their plan that you create for them on the VIP day, they could do that. Like you can add stuff in without really having to bump up like and add loads and loads, loads of 1-to-1 calls to your week every single week. But like, I would definitely have that be like, keep talking about your 1-to-1, talk about your VIP days, and say, I have a wait. I have my 1-to-1 spots are open to table. You know, if you want to hop on the 1-to-1 wait list, here, you know, here's where you can do it. And I'll let you know when spots are open. Like, just and keep talking about the wait list, and then have an automated email that goes into them. Like, have a little nurture sequence in the wait list, and have an automated email that goes to them about 2 weeks in, saying, hey, listen, you know, since my spots are full currently. But I would love to be able to help, you know, kickstart your budgeting plan or your debt plan or whatever you want to call it, right? And I would love to make that happen for you. What I can do is a one-off VIP day. And this is where we can do X, Y, and Z. If that's something that interests you, just reply to this email VIP and I'll send you all the information. I would love to, and you could have them reply and you can have a conversation, or you can have them just buy it straight from there. But that could be a really, and also you could have it like set up like where it's, they can pay 2 payments or 3 payments, and then when they can book the VIP day once they finish paying it off. That way you don't have to do it before they finish paying it off. You can have a lot of options available for there, but I think that could be a really cool way for you to continue talking about your 1-to-1 on a regular basis, but still be able to deliver to the people who really want to get started, but you just can't fit them in. Just keep that sales pipeline full, even if you're not able to like officially sell them into your 1-to-1.
Yeah.
And you probably don't need to do a discovery call with them, because let's say you do a VIP day for someone in February and they're like, oh my God, that was so good. That was amazing. Oh my God, please, let's just keep me on your list. In April, when you have spots open, you've had a 4-hour experience together. You don't need to do a sales call with them. You'd be like, hey, listen, I have 1-to-1 open. Here's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I have one spot open for this month. Is this something that you'd like to do to really go deep and blah, 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 blah? Here's the kind of stuff that we could do with you that we were not able to do on a VIP day, because you want to differentiate from the VIP day as well, where you're not like, because VIP day is very like fire hose, right?
Yes.
This is stuff I do with my clients that really can't be done in one day, so that they can see the difference. Okay, this is what the long-term support looks like. If it's something that interests you, I'm letting you know before anyone else. I'm not even going to put this spot out there yet. I wanted to hold it for you because I know that you wanted to work together. Is something you're interested in? And then give them a chance to say yes or no. And that already can keep you without even barely even having to launch your 1-to-1 at all, because you talk about it, get people onto a wait list, have a back end that sells them to the VIP date or not, whatever they choose to do. And if they don't, you can offer it to the VIP date people first. If the VIP date people don't want it, then you offer it to your full wait list. And that's all. Then you just keep redoing that.
Okay. Yeah.
And
I love it.
Where you grow, growth events lead to paid. Again, I think the paid workshop is a great idea. I think that you should have a signature like paid workshop that you do every other month or even once a quarter, where you just like get people in, because not everyone can be ready for 1-to-1. You know that, but
yes,
having that paid experience for you is going to be really valuable. And I would do something free, like at least one free thing.
Okay. Like,
that you host once a quarter as well. So like maybe one free thing, one paid thing each quarter to give yourself like some space and some margin. because the free thing is going to bring in more people. The paid thing is going to bring in probably higher quality leads, but the free thing is going to bring in more people. And then I would spend the rest of your time in other people's audiences, like bundles, summits, doing guest talks in other people's groups and masterminds, podcast stuff, like all that kind of, and basically have a really great feedback. Do not have people go straight onto your waitlist, because people very rarely will sign up for just waitlist from a podcast. Have a really great freebie that they can go, that they can download, and then have an invitation to your, like a little follow-up invitation to your waitlist.
Okay.
How's that feel?
So, it sounds so easy. Just sounds so easy when you say
it. I'm saying it's simple. Obviously, it's going to take work. So I never like to say something is easy, because easy is very subjective.
It's simple.
It's simple. You're still telling the same thing, but you're just giving people different pathways to purchase from you. And I think that's the most important thing, because not everyone's going to come in. Not everyone's going to see your Facebook post and be like, oh my gosh, I need her. Or not everyone's going to be following you for like ages and ages, right? Everyone's going to come into you from a different place. And I think that knowing, number one, where you're showing up on the regular, you should very have one place where you're showing up consistently. So you have to decide what that place is, wherever that place is, and just keeping it there and doing it on a regular basis. Making sure you're getting in front of other people's audiences as much as you can, as much as you have the margin for, to grow your audience outside. And then hosting your own growth events, so you can have your client share, you can have people share, whatever, that you can get everyone onto your. So it's not just like you're being on other people's stuff and maybe you'll get 5% of the email addresses that are coming on. You want something that can be your own thing as well, right? Yeah. And that's why I have this in a course, Momentum Marketing Masterclass, where it goes much deeper into this. But but the idea being, you go from growth event to maybe a lower cost paid thing. Maybe you could do a kick the year off little mini mind.
You know, that's what I have running. Yeah. In January, I have, it's called Create Your 1 Month Money Buffer Mini Mind. And that seems to be doing pretty well. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
It's so exciting. Amazing. I love it. That kind of stuff is going to get people to your world, get them nice and warm. And then you keep them like on your purchasers list. And that's the list that you really need to like nurture and talk and really just get in front of on a regular basis when it comes to your one-to-one. And again, you have great, I don't know, I'm not on your email list. So let me know how I can get onto it, because I like to stalk people. But I don't see you talking about how to get onto your email list, anything to download from you. So I'd love to see that more.
Okay.
And I do see your Facebook posts. That's where I see you most. But your Facebook posts are so good. Those posts could be emails very easily. And so just repurpose them, use them, and then just continue to get people onto it. You can even have, if you're on your email list, just literally do like a one click onto your wait list. So they don't even have to put in their name and email address. Just click this link and you'll be automatically added to my wait list. So they don't even have to do anything. And then you can have just the actual link to the waitlist, like outside, if you're on Facebook, on Instagram, or whatever, you have it like outside.
Right.
And then again, same thing. You do have your freebie, you have your little freebie nurture sequence, and it's my one to you have an invitation to work with you. The one to one is currently full, but I do have spots open up. Probably have spots opening up earliest and whatever. You don't need to make it a special specific date, but usually have spots opening up within a couple of months. If you want to be on the waitlist and hear whatever, just click this link and have it go to, you can go to like a, very often I'll just go make send it to a GIF. On like Giphy, where it's
That's a good idea too. Yeah,
it could be any link. It doesn't matter what the link is. It doesn't even have to be like a page. I'll do like when I have people opt out and I don't have enough energy to make a whole page about it. I just send them to the I'm out, one of the Shark Tank I'm out.
Yeah,
that's the GIF. That's where they go to. They're like, I went to a GIF. Is that normal? I'm like, that's what I was trying to say. You're out, right? You're out. Again, it is very simple. But I spoke to my mastermind clients about this. My Momentum Mastermind clients about this a little bit ago, creating different pathways to sales with you, because not everyone's going to come to you in the same way. And so people might need different things in order to get to you. Some people can just go to a free thing and do this. Some people will follow you for a year and then join your one-to-one. Yeah. Some people will just buy a paid thing from you and immediately upgrade.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. So you want to give them as many possible ways to get to your thing as possible without exhausting yourself in the process.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
So if you have your freebie, you have your VIP invitation, you have your waitlist invitation, you can mix and match those and just make this really nice. It's like a puzzle, but it's almost maybe like a puzzle. It's a puzzle that can only be done one way, but it's like clicks. I don't know if you guys have them. Do you have them in the States?
No.
Okay. They're called clicks.
L-I-C-S.
Oh my God. My kids love them. They're just basically like these very cool, just look them up. They're like these interlocking, I'll put them in the thing so you can see. These are interlocking toys, like all different colors. And they can make, and then they have all these cool additions. It's like Lego-ish or bristle blocks type thing. It's very, it clicks together really well. My kids make a whole Hanukkah menorah out of it. They make like swords and like tridents and stuff. Like they're very, they get really deep with these clicks. So you can make anything out of it. It's still the same pieces, but you can just choose like where what their path is. Are you going to, it reminds me of like my son made a trident slash sword, right? If you hold it like this, it's a trident. It has three. But if you hold it from here in the middle, it turns over and it's a sword. I'm like, it's the same pieces, but it's literally just like which way you're holding it and which way you're placing it, right?
Yeah.
So some people like the sword because they just prefer that weapon. And some people prefer the trident because they want to be like Poseidon. And either way, it doesn't matter because they're still holding the same exact thing. They just had to do it their own way.
Yeah.
If you've been craving support to grow your business your way and a sisterhood of CEO moms who really, really get you, my CEO Mom Mastermind is open for 2024. My intention with this mastermind is to personally mentor CEO moms through 2024 and beyond to hit six figures plus by creating massive leverage and profit in your business and in your life so you can build your business around your life as an ambitious and dedicated mom. This will be a combination of daily coaching and intimate community, access to anything I sell or any program I run in your time in the mastermind, and a personalized ROI plan for each member so you can maximize your investment from day one. The first 10 people to join will receive a free month of Telegram one-to-one coaching with me, which is a $2,000 value to use during 2024, and there are still spots left for this. So hop over to yaelbenden.com/CMM and apply if this sounds like the mentorship you've been wanting. The application is a chance for me to see where you're at in your business and how I can best support you. No commitment necessary. So just get your application in so you can snag your one-to-one bonus at yaelbenden.com/CMM. I feel like that could be a nice way for you to keep it simple, have room to build a foundation, keep building them as you are with clients and continue taking notes. And be like, oh, what should be, write it down afterwards at the end of the week. What things came up that I really feel like should be in the course? What do I think this course should look like? What are the main things I go through with them on a regular basis, right? What do I notice I'm talking about more than once this week? Continuing to take notes so that you will be ready to launch your course in Q3 or Q4, because I really do think that you should. If not a course, at the very least, a group program with a curriculum and where at least you can do coaching calls and people can go through it together.
Yeah.
I think that'd be better than a course, to be honest, to start with, because
that
will help. Yeah. The reason why I think so is because that will help people be able to get more help from it. It's only one more extra call per week for you or every other week, however you want to do it. But it also enables you to improve the curriculum before you sell it by itself.
Yes, so you're right.
You know, you'll see what questions people have, where they're getting stuck, where you might not have put things. And then that can really help you, you know, like hone it in before pulling out the curriculum to sell it on its own.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
So then that gives you the space to do that in the background while you're still bring people in through your freebies, through your other stuff, and through your little podcast tour and any other events that you do yourself.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Yeah. Your cough sounds so much better today too. You're getting better.
Yes. Thank God. Yeah, oh my gosh.
It does.
Thank God. But now I think we passed it on to my poor little 7-year-old. He sounds so sad. He just has this little coffee sometimes. And I'm like, stop it. You make me feel so sad and guilty.
That was so well, thank you so much.
I'm so glad. You have a really good foundation here. And I think that the one thing you'll get stuck is like, oh my God, I'm just doing the same thing over. Because I think that we're used to doing like new things, we get bored. So I would say instead of like getting bored and be like, oh, I have to sell new things the whole time, it's like, what new ways can I create to bring people into this thing?
Yes.
And that's where your creativity can flow instead of putting all of it into creating these back-end things if you may not have the front-end audience for it yet. I think that's where we get stuck. We're like, oh, we'll create something new to sell. But it's the same people we're just getting in front of. We're not really growing our audience that much. But I think that probably needs to be your focus this year a lot.
That was exactly it. Perfectly summed up. That's exactly what I was doing that year. And that's exactly where I got stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I literally was in the exact same place.
Yeah.
Like I hit this point where I'm like, everyone's like, it's not all about the numbers. It's not all about the audience size. I'm like, it's about my audience size.
It's about the numbers. I'm like, it's always about the numbers.
Yeah. It always comes down to the numbers eventually. Yes, you can. No, I'm not saying you can't. You can have a six-figure business. You have a very small audience. I had a six-figure service business for 3 years, a very small audience, but that was services. That was different. If you want to sell one to many, you will have to grow your audience on a regular basis because you cannot do it without it.
Yes. Yeah.
And that goes if you're selling digital products, if you're selling courses, if you're selling masterminds or group programs, anywhere where you're trying to get in more than one person at a time, you need to have a bigger audience.
And great. Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Simplified my 2024. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Very
simple. Yeah. And I think mine is a little more complicated because mine is okay, launch the spring. But I'm a lot of the stuff I'm creating is also like the one big new thing I'm creating really is my CEO mom, a Confessions of a CEO mom. I was thinking like, what's the different iterations and the different faces of a CEO mom, right? And it's like, all the things. Laundry all over me. That's chocolate on my face, by the way. It's not. But I figured that it could be interpreted either way. So, that's why I did it, made it brown. But I was like, sometimes we're fancy, sometimes we're cool, sometimes we're just reading, sometimes we're getting ready for calls, we're on podcasting, and sometimes we look like this, and sometimes we're playing with kids, and sometimes we're just being silly, and sometimes we have laundry all over us. And I was like, this encapsulates my life. And I just want this is my brand. This is what my brand feels like. It's the fancy things. People are like, oh, wow, you look so good in those new graphics. I'm like, oh, I know I look so fancy, right? My makeup and everything. But really, most of the time, I look like this. I would say 70% of the time, I am in my house in comfortable leggings and a big shirt or a big sweatshirt, just chilling and being like, do I really have to leave my house today? Ugh. Must I? Oh yeah, I suppose I should probably get some actual fresh air. But that's my life. And that's the main new thing I'm creating. And the only reason I'm creating that is it's not really that new. The content itself is not that new, but it's putting it all together in a really cohesive fashion where people get a really good feel, number one, for my values, number two, for my knowledge, and number three, for my offers. And I want them to just feel like either I get them or I don't get them. If I don't get them, don't work with me. If you feel like, oh my gosh, she gets me. Like she can understand what I'm dealing with right now, then those are the people who are going to want to eventually work with me. People are either going to get that feeling or not. And my journey, and literally, it's like my journey to multi-six-figure years as a mom of five. I don't want to put six. I'll probably put six. We're very into evil eyes. I'm not going to put six before I actually have six. But just this is it. And this is the ups and downs and everything in between. And so I think that's going to be my main new asset that I'm creating. But anything else that I'm creating is assets that I already have. And I'm just creating better funnels for them. Or I'm creating CMA. I'm going to be relaunching with my Signature Framework Challenge again. And then I'm turning Signature Framework Challenge into a low-ticket product. And that's going to be like a standing low-ticket product, like a mini course that will be sold regularly, like in my funnels, on my website, whatever, people can just buy it. And then I'm going to probably have an evergreen funnel for CMA with some sort of webinar. Whatever webinar I do at the end of the Signature Framework Challenge is going to be like my webinar for that, right? It's going to be a lot of stuff that I've already created. I'm just going to revamp, remaster, make it really good, and then just turn it on and let it happen. And even I'm creating a new, the CEO Mom Blueprint, right? And literally, here's what you need to do every day. The four things you need to do every day to make six figures plus every year. And like how to plan it into your week, how to fit it in, all that kind of very basic. It's stuff that I teach my clients, but I never really pulled it out on its own before. And I'm like, I'm just going to pull it out on its own and make it like a really fun, either low ticket product or like a freebie maybe for a while. Maybe I'll do it free for a while. I don't know. But I just want to get, I want to get out to more people. I want more buyers for me everywhere. So this could be like a $9 product potentially. It could be a $39 product, but I just want more people to be buying from me on a regular basis all the time. And that's my goal, is to be talking about, to get paid every single day in some way, shape, or form through all of 2024. I feel really good about that because I feel like I can show up every day and talk about something for a little bit. My goal in 2024 is just exhaling, especially because I'm going to be like perpetually out of breath for my entire pregnancy anyway. So just seriously being able to exhale and just be like, do my actions for the day and know that I've done literally what I could. Do my sales actions, deliver to my clients, then hop off my phone, off my computer or whatever, and just get on with my life in a really calm way. And the way I'd be able to do that is through knowing exactly what I have for sale at any given time. I can choose to talk about my mastermind. I can choose to talk about CMA. Or I can choose to talk about the membership, right? I can choose to talk about my lower ticket offers. I could just talk about something different every day if I want to, right? So like it gives me a lot of space without having to feel, oh my God, I have to create something new. You can talk about everything in a new way every single day. You can talk about your one-to-one coaching in a new way every single day. You can talk about your services in a new way every single day. You can talk about your VIP days in a new way, your intensives. I think a really important thing to remember, by the way, with the consulting intensives, like Anna, as I was remembering, is like, again, like when I speak about VIP days and the idea of a VIP intensive thing like that, like people think, oh, I have to do everything in a day. And it feels very pressuring. But I think like thinking about your VIP days, your intensives of more of just a package deal. So for example, my client, Michelle, she specializes in helping corporate, like she helps in helping like multi-six to seven figure plus businesses create a better culture of leadership in the company and just really bring, like just really like get their team like bought in on their mission and make their team even like better and more motivated and feel more like a team. And that is her strength. She really helps like pull the team together to feel like a real cohesive whole. She feels like I can't do like just in a day. You know, this can't be done in just a day. And also I need to work with the leader, I have to work with the team. And so we figured like a 1 month intensive or like two week intensive or 3 week intensive where she has like three meetings, right? And they could be virtual, they could be in person, whatever that is. You could do like the first one virtually with the team leader and then maybe do the next one in person with the full team and then a wrap up either virtually or in person with everyone together, right? Where she walks them through concepts and stuff and then she can come in on a regular basis to consult afterwards if they'd like to, right? So it's really a 3 week intensive or 4 week intensive. It does not need to be all in one day. The idea of the intensive of that is a shortened period of time. It's not like a 12-month consulting gig. It's a shortened period of time with a quicker walkthrough. And we said she can use that incentive. She can use that intensive as a way to sell people into her longer term consulting. She can come once a month and do team building exercises and work with the leader on a weekly basis and help deal with the problems that are coming up with their team, right? Things like that. That's where she can move people into the next stage of working with her. And that feels really good to her because she's not selling people immediately on a 12-month thing, but the people who experience her in her 3-week intensive are going to be very likely to want to continue work with her on a 6-12-month basis, right? So she's doing a lot of networking in this upcoming quarter. And I was like, this is where you need to get people into this intensive. You don't need to feel pressured that it has to be in just one day. You don't need to feel like I think people feel very constrained by like the idea of a day. I can't do anything in a day, which I get. I also feel that way. The truth is, I don't always feel that way. Very often I'm ADHD and deadlines like work like a charm for me. Like I can write so many emails in 3 hours if the emails need to be sent like in three and a half hours. Like it's just how I am. I wish I was different. I wish I'd get more things done. I'm really working this year on getting things done more in advance. That's why I'm working on reusing a lot of stuff. So I don't need to be creating things last minute. But people who feel constrained creatively by the idea of a day or just feel like I feel like a two, like my friend Emma does a 2 week intensive because she does like a two part, right? Like you do one part and then you can marinate on it and get some ideas and stuff. And then you wrap it all up in the second part because you need time to think about what you discussed in the first half. And so she gives you that time to think by saying my intensives are a two part process. It's not just an hour and a half and that's it. We're done. It's a two part process, an hour and a half each. And I give you that week in between to really help you just let it all sink in and help you write down any ideas. And then we come back together a week later and really just pull it together into a cohesive whole. That works really well too. So I just wanted to say you can, it's the same, it's the clicks. It's like you could do it. You could be a trident, it could be a sword. But either way, you're still getting the same result, right? So at this point, we segued into someone else's question because obviously this was not a planned interview or anything like that. This was not scripted. It was seriously just pulled straight out of our coaching call. But what I want to just emphasize here is that very often we could be overlooking these simplest strategies, the simplest ways to do things. And I want you to realize that booking out your one-to-one, even booking out groups, right? It is not necessarily complicated. It is relatively simple, maybe not easy, but it's simple. And you do not need to have tons of fancy funnels and all these different pathways, you know, like millions of lead magnets and all kinds of stuff. Like you don't need that. You really can book yourself out relatively quickly, even with a small audience. That being said, we did discuss going out and growing her audience for this particular audience, doing considerable audience growth before she launched a course because she does want to launch a course in her Q4. And we were saying how it's really important that she makes sure to take that time to build the audience while she's booked out, while she has the income coming in, not to get distracted by that and rest on her laurels, rather to figure out ways to get in front of other people's audiences, maybe run some ads to some a really great lead magnet, maybe a tool or a spreadsheet that she uses with her clients, being parts of bundles or summits, doing podcast interviews and things like that, because that honestly is going to be the key to growing your audience to a place where she can have a really great course launch with enough sales to make an appreciable difference. And so I think that's a really important thing to remember as well, because very often people are like, oh, just build a six-figure course business. Yes, but you need to have the numbers there. You need to have the audience. It is going to be much harder to build a six-figure business with a small audience. It just is what it is. And so I just want to encourage you not to sleep on audience growth this year. I know it's a very big It is a very big focus for me too, and a combination of collaborations I am going to be running some ads. That's the plan, and just a really strategic way of growing my audience. I have funnels that already exist. I have new funnels that are going to be going up very soon. And I am so excited about that because 2023 was not a year of huge audience growth for me. It just was not a big focus for me because I was focused on a lot of other things, personal things and business things. And so this year we're really going all in on audience growth consistently. And we're going to be setting it up so that, you know, when I do take maternity leave, I will have that running. So even if I'm not necessarily working officially, my audience is still growing. I'm still getting people into my world. I'm still nurturing them in preparation for selling to them later on. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed this call with Shannon, and I would love to know what questions do you have about booking out your services? What questions do you have about scaling past 5, 10K? Because very often people get there and they're like, oh my God, my time is full. I'm making 7K, 8K, 10K. My time is full and I don't know how to scale past this. Maybe they've been doing it only with services. Their audience isn't necessarily big enough to grow and to sell a one-to-many offer. And so this is a very common thing. And so I love how Shannon's being super foundational about it. So what questions do you have about the strategy? If you share a screenshot of this episode and tag me on your Instagram stories, I'm happy to have a chat with you all about how this strategy could apply to you. All right, I'll see you next time and have a wonderful rest of your day. I can't thank you enough for listening to Raising Your Business. I hope this episode has inspired you to take another step towards building a business and life that you love and growing your income in a way that works for you and your family. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review, and let's connect on Instagram. Screenshot and share it on Instagram stories so we can get the word out to more mom business owners like you. Tag me at TheYaelBendahan and share your biggest breakthrough from today. See you next week.